Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. We'll start in verse 1. We'll read through 9. 15 minutes. I was not expecting that. I wasn't even expecting to go first. I was like, man, I seen Josh. I'm like, yeah, I get at least 20 minutes before I have to get up there, you know. But he threw me up here first. Always throws me up here first. That's good, though. That don't bother me at all. So John chapter 5. We'll read verse 1 through 9. In a timely manner. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went unto Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Amen. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And we'll go ahead and pray, and then we'll dive right into this. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God to help us to apply things to our life and help shine a light on maybe situations or problems that we face in our lives.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray and ask, Lord, that you would use me for this 15 minutes and use me throughout the rest of my life as well. But if I could help someone right now, Lord, I pray and ask, Lord, that you will have your will and your way. We'll pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So John chapter 5, verse 1. I'll get to the title of the message later on. But here we see a man that is withered and sick. And he's laying here on the side of this porch. He's laying here on the side of the porch. Forgive me if I stumble on my words. It's the first time I preached this year. So here we are. And I looked at this and I applied this to myself and my testimony. As you know, I was at a place in my life where I needed some mercy on my soul. And I was thankful for the Lord when he came by and saved me from hell. And first thing I would like to point out is that we see a place of mercy, a place of mercy. This word here, Bethesda, means house of mercy. It means house of mercy. And when I look at this, the Lord put this on my heart, say, oh, you know, we come to church every day, or not every day, but when we do come to church, it's a house of mercy.
Yes.
We're looking for mercy. We're looking for something that will help us or heal us in that time of need that we have at that particular moment. And when people do come to church, they're looking for something. They're looking for something to help them in their life. They're looking for the answer. The answer. Now, that's what they're looking for, the answer. And so we see a place of mercy, and we see people here at church, and they're coming here to church. They're looking for some help. And can I say this? Church is the right place to get help.
Amen.
Church is the right place. This is the only place, one of the many only places that you need, can be in your life to get the help that you need to battle through this world.
Amen.
We see a place of mercy, and we also see a person of no power. This man had an infirmity of 38 years. An infirmity of 38 years. John chapter 5, verse 5 through 7, it says, And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Can I say, Jesus sees what we're going through. He knows exactly what we're all going through, and he can help us. He can heal us. But it's up to us to be in the right place at the right time, so to speak. Jesus has the power, and Jesus knows how long we've been in a situation. And it doesn't matter how long we've been in a situation. This man was in here for 38 years. 38 years. I'm 38 years old. He ought to be in 48 or 58, but he'd been in this situation with this problem for 38 years. And it doesn't matter how long you've had an issue. It doesn't matter how long you've troubled and battled with something. Jesus can heal you. Jesus is the answer. Is he a person of no power? He's been in this situation for 38 years. And every time Jesus asks him a question, he responds, I have no help. Look at verse 7. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. He's saying, I have no help. And when we come to church, we are looking for help. So Jesus can give you all the help you need. Amen. Jesus can help you in anything and everything that you have a problem in. And now we move to the Prince of all power. John chapter 5, 8 through 9. It says, Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. He gave the man a command, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Jesus will give us a command. All we have to do is follow the command. I say Jesus is the Prince of all power. How can you say that? In Matthew 28, verse 18, the Bible says, I'm going to turn there right now. Matthew 28, 18. The Bible says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. Jesus has all the power. Yes. I got another verse for you. Colossians 2:10. Jesus is the Prince of all power. Colossians 2:10 says, we'll start at 6. As ye have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, establishing faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Talking about Jesus here. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Again, Jesus is the Prince of all power. Jesus is one man. One man is the answer. That is the title of this message. One man, Jesus, is the answer. The Almighty One, the Alpha and Omega, the Advocate, the Author and Perfecter of our faith, the Bread of Life, the Beloved Son of God, Chief Cornerstone, Deliverer, Faithful and True, Good Shepherd, Holy Servant, I Am, Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lamb of God, Light of the World, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Messiah, our Hope, Peace, Redeemer, Savior, the Resurrection and the Life, the Way, the Word, True Vine, Truth, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, one man is the answer, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What am I trying to say? One man is the answer. One man can heal you of whatever is keeping you from going forward in life, whatever is keeping you from not moving. Jesus can heal you.
Amen.
Heads bowed, eyes closed. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Lord, thank you for the message that you've given me, and I pray and ask, Lord, that it helps someone. We pray and ask, Lord, you be with the other preachers as they stand and preach. We pray and ask, Lord, you will help them and anoint them as well. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.